Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat your bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. The Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, have you ever walked in late to a TV show or a movie or even a conversation with friends at work or at home and can't seem to figure out what's exactly going on here, what has happened or what will happen? Well, that seems to be the dilemma in our world today. No one seems to know or at least admit how we got where we are today. How can there be a pandemic, social unrest, hatred and division among marriages, families, friends, co-workers? Fear is all around us. Fear of death, fearing of being judged, fear of being labeled or canceled due to our deeply held religious faith. The list goes on and on. Well, as Christians, it shouldn't be that hard for us to know exactly how we got where we are today in this sin-sick world. For those of us who believe the Word of God in its truth and purity, know why there is death in our world, physical and spiritual death. We know why there is pain and suffering. It was Eve's fault. No, wait, it was Adam's fault. No, wait, it was the devil's fault. Well, in reality, we know that it is all the above, including us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Adam and Eve did fall into sin. They did fall for the devil's temptation to be like God, question the word of God, and doubt what he really said or what he really meant. Because of that sin, all humankind was changed forever. Sin separates us from God. The curse that God gives as a result makes it clear that we know exactly how we got where we are today. Every human being is conceived in sin, born spiritually blind, dead, and an enemy of God. We are rebellious, sinful beggars. As we see the curse that God pronounces, we have the answer to this fallen world. Thus, the question of, why me? Should maybe be, why not me? I am a poor, miserable sinner who needs forgiveness and saving. Or the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, maybe there are no good people. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one is righteous, not even one. That sums up the hopelessness and helplessness we see all around us today. The devil, your enemy, is still prowling around like a roaring lion seeking to devour you. The devil, the world, and your sinful flesh are constantly seeking to rob you of the good news, the gospel that was first shared by God in verse 15 of our text. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. You will bruise his heel, but he will crush your head. That wasn't just a threat to the devil. That was a promise. Our loving, gracious Father promised us that he would save us from our sins. He would send Jesus the Savior to take on human flesh, to be born in a barn, live a perfect, sinless life for you and for me, that he who knew no sin would become sin for us, that he would impute his righteousness upon us and declare us not guilty, that he would suffer and die on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, your sins and mine included. The seed, this enmity, this Jesus, would crush Satan and redeem us and reconcile us back to God so we can again have life, forgiveness, and salvation. The Lord spoke these words just before Adam and Eve fell into sin, received the punishment of their sin. He created them and placed them in paradise so that they might live with him forever, with just one simple instruction for staying alive. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But tempted by the serpent, Eve ate the fruit while Adam stood by and said nothing. Sin came into the world and death through sin. The days of creation were suddenly numbered. The consequences of this fall would be many and horrendous. And the Lord was about to tell Adam and Eve what would happen. But first, even before he spoke of the pain and strife and death which was to follow, he first spoke to them hope. To the serpent he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Enmity, an enemy of Satan, was coming. Behold the great mercy of God on sinful man. Even before the Lord described the consequences of sin to Adam and Eve, his first promise that was a Savior was going to come and save them, that he'd be born of a woman. And while the devil would hurt Jesus, he would destroy the devil and his power once for all. From the story of our Lord's passion, you can visualize the physical suffering, at least as much of the wounds and the blood and the cruelty that your mind will allow or permit you to imagine. Behold the cross where your Savior dies. By faith, you also believe that you cannot comprehend. Not only does Jesus suffer physically on the cross, but he also suffers God's judgment in hell for the sins of all the world. In other words, while the physical suffering is horrendous, there's only a small bit of the suffering that the Lord truly undergoes for you and for me and the entire world. You cannot comprehend the full eternal agony that Jesus suffers on the cross. And yet, you rejoice in this. While the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ is infinitely unimaginable on the cross, for him it is only the bruising of his heel. The Lord keeps that promise. Even as Jesus hangs on that cross in God's judgment, he remains the Son of God who will be delivered from this condemnation. His heel is bruised, but he is not dead forever. The Lord keeps his promise as Jesus suffers on that cross, for one might say his heel is bruised from crushing Satan's head so forcefully. At Calvary, the devil is thoroughly defeated and disarmed. The evil one would use your sins against you in order to accuse you. Do you see what you have done? Surely God has no love or mercy for the likes of you. You can't atone for your guilt. But this is crushed at Calvary. Your Savior declares, I have suffered for all your sins, paid the price for them all. You can't atone for your guilt, but I have. And no matter the devil's accusations, I say that you are forgiven. The evil one would use death and grave to haunt you, that you grow weak and sick and weary. You lose friends and loved ones, and yes, eventually, you also will die, and to dust you will return to the grave. That is the reality of our text today. It reminds us of how we got here where we are today. Yet these promises made by our Lord long ago have been fulfilled for you. The seed of the woman was conceived by the Holy Spirit in order to be the sacrifice for your sin promise kept. He went to the cross and crushed Satan's head, robbing him of every possible weapon by which he might snatch you away. Promise kept. God keeps his promises. The Savior has come. He has died. He has risen. You are forgiven of all your sins and saved. May that be your comfort and joy as we continue to struggle in this church militant. The Lord lives and reigns. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for JP and Amy Sima, who serve the Lord in Cambodia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.